Today's post-election focus is United in Commission. What are the roots of our country? What is its prophetic call? Well, in 1605, 105 settlers and 40 seamen set out from London, England to the New World of America. They arrived at what is now known as Cape Henry, the first landing site in Virginia, USA. Later, in 1607, Reverend Robert Hunt knelt before a cross they erected and made this declaration, and may we fulfill its admonition. We do hereby dedicate this land and ourselves to reach the people within these shores with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to raise up godly generations after us, and with these generations take the kingdom of God to all the earth. May this covenant of dedication remain to all generations as long as this earth remains, and may this land, along with England, be evangelists to the world. May all who see this cross remember what we have done here, and may those who come here to inhabit join us in this covenant and this most noble work, that the Holy Scriptures may be fulfilled. From these very shores, the gospel shall go forth, not only to this new world, but the entire world. And we declare, Psalm 22, 27 through 28, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules among the nations. Father, we thank you for Cape Henry. Thank you for calling it a well of oaths, a well of covenant. Continue to cleanse our nation and release the power of this covenant again. At every level, we ask you to give us a government that welcomes and honors you. Favor those who will do so, those who protect the innocent, who rule righteously. Rid us of corruption and dishonesty in our government. We will never stop asking for and believing that powerful revival and reformation will come to America, and as importantly, through America. Give us once again the invaluable privilege of taking the gospel of Christ and his kingdom to all the world. Release signs, wonders, miracles, and millions of salvations throughout the earth. And in closing, once more, we pray against the violence that demons desire to foment. Protect the candidates and those around them and those that have been elected. Protect those who have voted and are still counting the votes. And we ask for and declare all of this as representative Christ in his name, and we decree that the well of oaths is open and flowing again in America, in Jesus' name.